White, J.E. White, Emma. Fairlight, New South Wales, Australia. December 13, 1894. Dear children, here we are in a new, strange locality. Brother and Sister Rousseau, Brother Mackenzie, May Lacey, Willie, and your mother. We came to this large farm to look at the land, which had been represented as very grand and beautiful. I was not well, and have not been able to eat much for several weeks, except rice flour porridge. But I am thinking to change the program and venturing to eat vegetables and fruit, which in about 2 or 3 weeks we will have in abundance. Willie has been having a long siege of council meetings and committee meetings. While pitching our tents and driving a stake, he missed his stroke or his finger got in the way of the iron sledge, and he smashed his finger, splitting open the flesh to the bone in 3 places, but not breaking the bone. The nail had to be drawn out. This finger needed considerable care. Brother Simmons dressed it carefully every day, but as this finger difficulty was in a fair way of recovery, a small pimple appeared on his wrist, which increased to great inflammation. And after more than 1 week of suffering, the core came out, and the second gathering appeared. Hops and elder blow, poultices, soon brought that to a head, and he now has some peace. He concluded to take my span of horses and platform wagon, and Brother Mackenzie and himself came to this place. I was not strong enough to ride 20 miles to Fairlight, and still 12 miles to this farm. They wished to see Brother and Sister Rousseau, and your mother came on the cars, 1 hour's ride, to the station at Fairlight. Here the horses and carriage met us, and another horse and carriage was hired. We took another passenger, a lady, who has been the housekeeper for the family living in Sydney, who comes to this place to spend several days each month. We expected to camp out in my tent, but we learned that the house on the place would accommodate us. It is a very excellent cottage, and we found spring beds and everything, except food, and this we had brought with us in full supply. We did not arrive here until dark. Much of the road was uphill. I could but think of the inconvenience of locating a school 8 or 10 miles from railroad. We were all weary and were glad to lie down and rest. We all slept well, and this morning we were privileged to look over the buildings. There has been much outlay of money. There are immense cisterns built underground for reservoirs for rainwater, and a large number of tanks besides. These buildings could be utilized for a school, but other buildings would have to be erected with suitable accommodations for school purposes. This land, 3,000 acres, is offered for £4 and £5 per acre. We see most serious objections in having to transport all provisions and goods 8 miles over a very rough road, all uphill and down. Here are orange and lemon grove orchards and pear trees, and that is about all in the line of fruit. The soil is not the best. This locality was settled when the convicts were exiled from England. We see the buildings they occupied, and expected we might have the privilege of occupying some one of the buildings for few nights. This 3,000 acres of land will sell for the sum of $50,000 or $60,000, and where could we obtain so much money?